WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are currently listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. It is the 3rd of August, Anno Domini 2002, or as we say in Latin, MMII. And this is the 13th anniversary Soundbite Show. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Amelia Francesco.
Reticent Rob Litton, you got to talk. It's the 13th anniversary show. You got to say your name at least on the air once for everybody.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
And I'm Rob Litton.
Yay! Yay! We got to make that part of the show now.
13 years. That's awesome. Congratulations on that, guys.
Thank you. It's two of the best years of our lives, and the rest of it we were just We're dispensing with the regular newscast today, and I want to tell you a little bit about how this show started. It was closer to 15 years ago. I was sitting on my porch one summer afternoon.
With a mint julep.
Something like a mint julep, only
he's
came in a bottle.
He's got a big porch, though, too.
I do. And I was sitting there relaxing, and up comes this little car, and out steps Simon Ponton, who you may know is the morning DJ on WXXI Classical 91.5. And he, we were sitting there. I met him through mutual friends, and back in those days, I was actually going to people's homes and doing computer stuff, which I don't do anymore. Don't call me. And I sat down with him, and we were having a beer, and we were talking about some things he needed to do to fix his machine. And he said, "How come you don't do a show on XXI?" I said, "I don't know, I don't know." And that's kind of where it laid. It took about a year and a half, and so we started getting phone calls and stuff like that. And then on August 3rd, 1989, the magnificent and illustrious Bob Smith and I sat down in the studio. And we're sitting there thinking, nobody advertised this. There's been no ads, there's been no billboards, nobody knew anything. We sat down, we opened up the mics. Bob said, "Welcome to Soundbites. We're going to take your computer questions. It's something new we're trying, and we really hope people call." And the phone started to ring.
And they have never stopped in
13 years. It was that easy and that fast. People, even 13 years ago, back when we were using Windows 3.1 and WordStar, big questions were on things like WordStar and Lotus 1-2-3.
Mm-hmm.
People needed computer help, and we were there for them. And then I kept explaining to Bob that although I am indeed incredibly brilliant and know dang near everything, that it would be really, really good if we got some additional people on the show to spread the pain, the joy of answering people's computer questions. So we had rotating people over the years, and Dave, I think, came in first.
Yeah, it was about a month and a half into the show.
Yep, we had some people in. Dave came in, and we eventually decided he, wasn't completely horrible at it, so we kept inviting him back. And then Steve came on, and he's got a great radio voice, and he actually knew something.
Yeah.
It was really neat. The Mac people, even then, didn't have quite as many questions.
Right.
So we had half a show once a month was the Mac half hour.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And that was about all we needed. But then we started coming in for the full show, and every day, and every week, and I've been here, it was about a year.
Yeah, it used to be that we'd bring people in on a rotating basis, and Dave one day came to me and said, "I'd really like to be on more often." And I said, "Well, then come.
Show up.
Just show up." And so and eventually it became the four of us. Dave, Steve, Bob Smith, and I were the four. And that went on for many years until the folks at Wham eventually seduced us away. And we came over to Wham, and of course, unfortunately, and this is the only part about the move that was very hard, we could not take Bob because he is an employee of XXI, and that really bothered us. And we do miss you, Bob. I doubt you're listening, but we do miss you.
At least we're not on opposite him.
Exactly.
So he can listen.
Exactly. So I can listen to him during the week, which I do. And then now, and here we are at Wham, And the future hope, of course, is that Wham will take us boldly where no
other computer.
If you look at our website, we have a lot of the archives of some of the old shows, all of them from Wham and a couple back years on XXI. If any of you have tapes of the old shows and want to put them on computer and let us know about them, we can add them to the archive.
Please, you're exactly right. Take a look at the archive. You'll see how far back they go. We've got all the Wham shows. We're missing a lot of the early years of XXI, and we would love to be able to put them up as an archive. You can, by the way, if you go to the archives, you can get there from our website, soundbiteswithay.org. Scroll down a little, and on the right, you'll see a link to the archives. You can not only get the archives, but you can also stream them, so you can sit there and listen to the old shows over and over again. So that's a kind of whacked out kind of way to do it. But
one of the neat things, though, is
I'll put a better link up for that one. It's hard to find.
You know, and it's all to you folks. I mean, our show wouldn't be anything if, you know, you didn't take the time to call in and ask your computer questions. You folks keep calling in and saying, thank you for taking our call. No, thank you for calling us and listening to us for 13 great years now that, you know, it's made the it was an effort. Sometimes, you know, we'd sit there and come in and wonder, you know, do they really appreciate it and that? But you folks over the years have stuck with us, and just alone on our membership board right now, we're up to 868 registered members on it. And each week, you know, we get in here, and bam, the phones start ringing. You folks call in with great questions. We have a lot of good fun. And that's what it's meant to do, you know, and entertain and hopefully inform.
Yeah, the stars of the show are you folks, because you've got the questions to keep us answering them. If it wasn't for you, we would sound a lot like dead air. That was it right there.
And we do sometimes anyway.
And sometimes we do. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the 13th anniversary show of Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, this is Wham's nutritionist, Liz Bonus. And back by popular demand, we bring you the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available in a wide variety of locations in our community.
Be sure to pick up Liz's Lighten Up newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. Available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Wellstream, at the offices of Dr. Louis Catapano, at Brighton Campus Chiropractors, West Henrietta Road, at Fonte Surgical Supply on Portland Avenue, at the Kraft Antique Co-op on Westridge Road, and at Agape Physical Therapy, West Avenue in Brockport.
Oh, what lovely candlesticks.
They are.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
What's next?
How about this one?
What beautiful wrapping.
Wow.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, it's so big and heavy.
Open it, sweetheart.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's for TV we registered for.
Could be.
Oh, what is it?
Looks like it's an old air conditioner.
An old air conditioner?
And it's a little dirty.
Oh, it's filthy.
Well, maybe it's an antique. Honey? Honey, it's an antique.
Your old air conditioner is worth more than you think. Give yourself the gift of a cool summer with the Keep Cool Bounty Program. Right now, get $75 after you turn in your old working air conditioner and purchase a new Energy Star model. For more information, visit GetEnergySmart.org or call 1-877-NY-SMART.
I can't believe this. It must be from your side of the family.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
It's true. Smart Balance Buttery Spread won a gold medal for great taste. That's part of the story. Smart Balance is not hydrogenated and has no trans fatty acids. That's important. I'm Bob Harris to tell you that it is the only spread made with a patented balance of natural vegetable oils to help improve the important HDL good cholesterol and the cholesterol ratio. Check it out at smartbalance.com. Smart Balance Buttery Spread has a perfect balance for health. That's the story.
Because I'm a pharmacist, I know what doctors recommend. So when I got arthritis, I started using Capsaicin HP with the ingredient doctors recommend most. Unlike smelly old-fashioned pain rubs, Capsaicin HP is odor-free. And data confirms that the ingredient in Capsaicin HP attacks arthritis pain immediately. Plus, it gets more effective with continued use. Capsaicin HP starts strong and gets stronger the longer I use it. The doctor's recommendations raised my awareness. Capsaicin HP raised my level of relief.
Use as directed. Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Amelia Francesco.
Radisson Rob Linton's on the... But he's moved his microphone away and he's not talking. We will get to the phones in just a minute. Before we do, I want to tell you and remind you, those of you who didn't hear last week, I'm going to tell you that this is our 13th anniversary, and we have a magnificent giveaway at the end of the show. We will be giving away 13 special 13th anniversary T-shirts. They'll have our logo, the Wham logo, our beautiful faces on the back. And
we just had done professionally.
Thanks to Tom Bell.
Yeah, Tom Bell.
And we're going to sign them. But here's the catch. I am going to randomly generate 13 names from the percent from the names of the people who are in members of the Soundbites forum. It took me a long time to get that out, didn't it? You are in the drawing automatically if you are in the Soundbites forum, but here is the kicker. You need to have your city and state in the location field. If it's, and only right now, only 50% of you do, so the chances of winning are very good for you. For those of you who don't have your city and state in, you've got over an hour to get your city and state in there and be part of the drawing, because we are only going to pick your name if your city and state are in there. The whole point of this, we can't find you from this. We don't want your email address. We don't want your street address. We don't want your phone number. We just want to know where you are so we can put that little pin in our map.
One thing I want to sort of sidestep from, you know, we were talking about our listeners. You know, I got to say hello to Dr. Hurt. Believe it or not, that's a legit name. It's my dentist name. The whole crew there, literally.
It's actually more ironic than that. His name is Bill Hurt.
Will Hurt.
Or
yeah.
Will Hurt.
Yeah, William Hurt. But that whole crew of ladies over there are fantastic. They turn us on every Saturday like clockwork. They're listening to us. And then I found out just yesterday, the folks over at Mailbox Etc. in Webster, she literally tapes her shows so she can listen to us, and then later on plays her, you know, maybe during the evenings, and if she's having trouble going to sleep, she will turn it on, and we're more or less therapeutic.
Well, are we therapeutic or just boring enough that she falls? I don't know that that's a compliment.
Anyway, well, she says she enjoys it so much, and through that additional learning, she just picks up more stuff.
And until Jack Valenti has his way, that will be legal. We're going to go to the phones finally. Our first caller, Bob from Mumford. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Hey, congratulations, guys, on the 13th anniversary show.
Thank you so much.
I got an easy one for you to celebrate on.
Oh, good.
That's it. Everyone has to have easy questions today.
Right, so we look good.
I'm trying to cooperate. The problem is my computer's been slowing up lately, so I thought, well, I'll put Maintenance Wizard on this morning, and maybe it'll clean things up and speed it up a little. So I did, and it took about 2 hours to go through the delete unnecessary files from the hard disk and the check hard disk for errors.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's in defragmentation. It's been in for 2 hours. And it says 0% complete. Then all of a sudden it'll come up to 1% complete. Then go back to 0% complete.
Are you running it in safe mode?
No.
You're running Windows 98 Second Edition?
Right.
Yeah, what you want to do is restart the machine and hold down the shift key.
Control key,
and that will bring up a menu, and one of the options is safe mode. Start it up in safe mode and run your defrag in safe mode. This way, all the drivers and other items that get started down the taskbar won't get loaded, and Windows has been known to cause, you know, I know there's been some folks on the forum that say, well, it runs just as fine in regular mode. 90% of the time, though, I found folks have less issues if you run it in safe mode.
Especially,
I'm not saying that it won't run in regular mode, but if you start experiencing that it keeps restarting, try running in safe mode. It runs a lot better.
Eventually, you'll get an error message saying that something has changed the hard drive. I have to restart again. I've restarted so many times. Do you want me to continue? And that's what you're seeing it go up to a few percent, drop back to zero. Something's running in the background that you don't see, changing the hard drive, so defrag has to start over.
Okay.
Give that a try.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Our next caller, Terry from Rochester. Welcome, Terry. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Peachy, how are you?
All right. I'm running Windows 95. I did a find disk and to delete partitions to do a back to one. And during that process, I forgot to maximize the hard disk space. And and now when I go in to find disk, it only...
You mean F-disk?
F-disk, yeah. Mm-hmm. It only comes up 50%. You know how I can get that back to maximum?
Re-F disk again,
which
would erase everything on the hard drive.
I try that, and when I get to the active part there, it's already active.
You have to delete all the partitions
first. Yeah, you got to delete all the partitions. You got to first go and do usually the extended.
Yeah, I did. I deleted all the partitions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it gets to a process where it says, do you want to maximize your disk space?
And it only goes up to 4 gig.
What?
Well, I got a 2-point-something gig hard drive. It was partitioned into two drives, 1.18 for each.
Yeah. What version of Windows 95 do you have?
I think it's one of the earlier versions.
That's probably your problem.
Yep.
It can only recognize that much of the drive. You need version C or later to recognize more than 2 gigs.
Oh, so there's no way I can...
Because of the 1024...
Right. Sector. It's actually 2047 megs, which isn't exactly 2 gigs, but however the number works,
it's just shy enough that it won't allow a 2 gig hard drive.
Right.
You got to do it in 1 gig partitions.
So there's no way on my disk I can...
Not unless you go up to, say, like, a newer version of Windows 95. You'd have to go up to, like Steve said, the C version.
And heaven knows where you're going to find that.
Yeah.
Mm. And if you're going to 98, you better hurry.
Yeah.
Because that's also being discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hmm. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Sure.
Hey, bye.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest running computer radio show, the 13th anniversary edition of Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Okay, now I love harness racing. I can't believe how much fun the whole family had at Batavia Downs.
Wanna bet? I had trouble getting to the food lines.
Good news. Batavia Downs has added a lot more restaurants and capacity. It was incredible. Over 7,000 people at the grand opening.
Wanna bet? It was hard getting in line to make my wagers.
Right, but didn't you win $24 on that pretty gray horse?
Okay, okay. Batavia Downs grand opening was beyond everybody's expectations. 7,000 people. Great food. Family fun atmosphere.
And it was a beautiful night. I'm hooked on harness racing at Batavia Downs.
Me too. I bet everybody's gonna love the brand new Batavia Downs.
Yeah, Batavia Downs. No one goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Wanna bet?
Batavia Downs is open now. 10 races nightly. Free admission. Free parking. Free fun for the whole family. Less than a mile from the Batavia Downs Thruway exit. We bet you're going to love the Holiday Inn racing meet at Batavia Downs.
This is Soundbite on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Francesco.
I'm Rob Linton.
All right!
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen,
Rob Linton. Twice in one day.
Hey! We're very excited. We've worn him down. It only took us, what, 7-8 months to do it, but we've worn him down, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, he's so critical to making it sound so good.
That's exactly right. Actually, if it wasn't for Rob, we'd sound like this. That's
Yeah. He's on vacation today, too, isn't he? He came in just for us.
Yeah, just for us. For the 13th anniversary show, he came in just for us. And John called us all the way from Penfield just for the 13th anniversary show. John, what's your question? John, are you there? John? Wake up, John.
Rob, push the button.
Oh, there apparently, Rob can talk or push the button. Go ahead, John. What's your question?
Caught me looking at something else here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It wasn't Rob's fault.
We don't want to know.
Okay,
what's your
question? I've got a relatively new computer here. And what happens, I turn it on, and sometimes it'll lock up almost immediately, and then I can't get the CD open.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that's just a hardware problem.
Is it after you get to the desktop, or is it during the boot process?
Yeah. And what have you put on recently?
Let's see. What have I put on recently? It'll lock up, like, when it gets to the desktop.
Does it have... have you been on the Internet with it?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have an antivirus program?
Yes, I've got Norton.
And it's up to date as far as the current DAT files?
Yes.
I keep hating to harp on that, but so many folks say, yes, I'm running Norton, and it's up to date. And then I go over there, and I start it up and look at it, and their DAT files are, you know, like three, four months old.
Years old. It's the one that came with the computer. I haven't touched it since.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Have you tried booting in safe mode?
No, I don't even know how to get to safe mode here.
What operating system is it running?
It is Windows XP.
Doesn't have a safe mode.
Nope.
I was wondering about that.
When did this start? Did you indeed do something different to your machine?
I don't think so. I don't do a whole lot with it to begin with.
Right. One thing you can do, though, Steve, it's down off of, let's see, Start, Programs, Accessory. There's a restore function. What you can do is you can restore back to a previous date. In other words, it'll present you a calendar and, you know, say it was working fine just a few days ago. And if there's a backup file in that particular calendar date, it'll show you. It'll kind of highlight the ones. And you can select that one and go back to that point in time.
Now, I did see that somewhere. Where is that, the restart?
It's off of accessories. I don't have an XP machine in front of me, so I haven't memorized them all.
And it's probably system tools. Programs, accessories,
right.
System tools. What I was thinking is that since it happens right after you're starting up at the desktop, it's probably a driver still loading or a startup program trying to load and freezing up. If you check your startup group,
yep.
you might be able to...
MSConfig.
It's still in XP?
Yep.
They didn't take it out yet. That's good. A convenient program they left in.
Yes.
You can check what programs are loading at startup and start turning them on and off and seeing if you can isolate which one is causing the freeze.
Okay, now where can I find what's starting in startup here?
Well, what you do is you go to the start button, click run, type in MSConfig, that's all one word, short for Microsoft Configuration.
Okay.
Hit enter or click the OK button, and it will bring up the System Configuration Utility, and you can look at what's loading in system.ini, win.ini, but
oh,
you don't
okay,
care
right.
about that.
And those are dangerous ones to play with.
Right, boot.ini, don't play with those, that's why they're first. Services, don't play with that. But the last one, which is startup, will tell you some things that are starting. Now, as to whether or not you really want to stop them, I don't know. I've got the Winamp thing starting up, which I don't really need, and a weather thing I don't nearly need. But zone alarm is important. Stuff like that is important. So you want to be at least a little aware of what's booting up in your system.
Now, if I take them off, will I be able to set them back up?
Yeah, you can just,
yeah.
Uncheck,
just uncheck them, and they're still there. If you want them again, you can check them again. The other thing is, does this always happen, and then after a while of rebooting and rebooting, it starts up?
It doesn't always happen. And,
but pretty often.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you don't have some sort of hardware problem that gets fixed when the system heats up.
Could be.
The other thing you might want to do is go to our website, soundbites.org, scroll down. Down on the right, you'll see a link for I heard of a website on your show. Go through that and look down the alphabetical list until you see MemTest 86.
MemTest?
Yeah, download the MemTester, read the instructions on how to create a boot disk, and let it run a memory test on your machine for about 24 hours, and see if you don't have a bad memory chip. Okie doke?
Hey, great. Now, if that's the case, is that something that I can replace myself?
You certainly can.
If it's a new machine, is under warranty, it should be.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Let them do it.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Okie doke.
Hey, cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Good luck. Our next caller, Randy from Livonia. Welcome, Randy.
Hi, Nick. Happy anniversary to you and the guys.
Thank you so much.
What I got is I'm trying to load Norton Internet Security on my Windows 98 machine. And in the middle of the install, I get Microsoft Library Runtime Error. And it continues with the install, but the whole thing doesn't work when it finally come up.
Yeah.
I can't update it.
Have you run all of the Windows 98 updates?
Yeah, I'm current on that. I just ran the last one yesterday, whatever was up there.
Okay.
I've seen that happen on several of the Norton suites.
Yeah.
The System Work suite, the Internet suite.
Clean suite.
Sometimes it works better if you install, instead of saying typical install and doing the whole shot at
custom.
Once.
Right.
Do a custom install, put one program in at a time. Start with antivirus, then do a firewall. Try one at a time and see if that helps.
Okay. I had the guy from Norton on the phone yesterday, and we walked through his whole end of it, and it seemed pretty good. And then he was talking about the Windows installer program under Internet Explorer.
Right.
And he said he wanted me to try to reinstall that. And we downloaded a file from the Microsoft site, and when I click on it, it says it already exists, and it won't do anything. It won't write over it.
Right. If you already have the latest version, it won't overwrite it. It's just
I'm not up to 6.0 on Internet Explorer. If I went up to that, would that maybe help me here?
That very well might.
It might help this problem create others.
Oh.
For the most part.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm over there in the corner, ladies and gentlemen.
One thing you should try is running the system file checker.
Okay.
Yep. If you're getting Microsoft Library errors, it might be that one of your files is corrupt. Run SFC.
That will not run. You're running.
What operating system are you running?
98.
Oh yeah. I'm
that
sorry. XP. It won't though.
That was one of those neat programs they took out of XP. so that if System File Checker will scan all your system files and tell you if one's corrupt and let you reinstall it.
Oh, okay.
Give it a shot.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Randy. Our next caller, David from Fairport. Welcome, David. What's your question?
Hi there. I wanted to ask you about packet writing software. I'm running Windows 2000,
right.
Athlon 1 gigabyte unit, and I had been using Easy CD Creator 4, but drivers haven't been upgraded to support new drives. So I bought five Platinum, and it blew my Windows 2000 system, blue screen.
Yep.
And I got in touch with Roxio. They sent me a new System 32 file and a page of instructions, so I got back up again, called them again, and they walked me through it again, and blue screen once more, and they admitted there were problems with Easy CD Creator and Windows 2000. So my question here is, I'm using FlexStore 16.10.48. My question is, can you give me the name of a good packet writing software program that's both CDR and CDRW?
You might want to also try Roxio's product. Besides Easy Creator, they have Roxio.
What is that?
Nero.
Oh, Nero.
Nero. See if Nero will work.
I don't think it does packet writing. You're doing packet writing so that you can put things on a CD and then you're using the CD like a hard drive.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's convenient that way, but it's not compatible if you hand it out to other people.
I did buy Nero.
Nero 5.5, I think, might do packet. Go to the website. I don't have...
Excuse me. Let me add a bit here.
Good.
I did buy Nero 5.1 recently, and... it does packet writing for CDRW.
Right.
But I don't know if it supports CDR because...
You can't do packet writing on CDRs.
You can't?
No. How are you going to erase anything?
Yeah. They're a one-shot deal.
Oh, well, okay. Well, but packet writing without erasing, I understand that.
Yeah, DirectCD used to mimic packet writing by creating an image file that you did all your files back and forth with, and then you finalized the image, and it actually burned it.
That's the way it worked then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't really doing packet writing.
Didn't know that.
That's one of the differences between the minus RW format that's so common now and the plus RW that's being pushed by the different alliances. Plus RW is packet writing built into the hardware.
Right.
But it's not compatible with anything else. So,
so what should I use for packet writing?
Well, you need a CD plus RW drive to do packet writing.
Okay.
It's the hardware. It may be that the reason it's dying is because the new update is trying to write and can't and killing itself.
Well, the new Easy CD Creator 5 is off, and I won't even attempt to install it in Windows 2000 again.
You might want to upgrade to XP, because it has packet writing built in.
Yeah.
Actually, they bought a piece of DirectCD to stick into XP.
How good is that, Steve?
Well,
XP is very stable.
It's pretty good if you have the hardware for it, which you probably do since you're running 2000.
Yeah, I have FlexStore. Right.
Now, the RAM and processor
speed. How much memory do you have?
I have 512.
Yep, you got...
So you have enough for XP. 2000 was kind of an interesting operating system. It was more designed for corporations, businesses, high security.
Yeah.
The idea at the time was that 2000 was going to be on your server and 98 was going to be on your desktop. And then they thought, well, then we can't sell any more desktop machines, so we better make something for the desktop, too.
Okay. Right. XP is very stable, has lots of good software coming out for it. As long as you've got an 800 megahertz processor or higher, and 256 meg is a minimum, I recommend 512.
Okay.
You're done. Go for it.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Chuck from Webster. Welcome, Chuck. Chuck?
Maybe not.
Hello, Chuck. Are you there, Chuck?
Yes. Yes, I'm here, but I must have been too far away from the station. What I would like to do is ask you a question regarding spam.
Yeah.
The tasty meat product from Hormel Food Industries.
Uh-huh. And those little spam creatures that go into it.
I enjoy it just about as much. I suddenly just started getting tons of it on my... I don't recall going to some odd site or whatever it is, but one of my daughters did come over and install... instant messenger on my machine.
There you go.
And so the next thing I tried was following their rules of, okay, if you don't you don't want to get this anymore, unsubscribe.
No. Never reply to spam. It just means they found a live address and you'll be hit constantly by other spammers.
Yes, they'll accumulate that and then pass it on to other folks.
Because they are legally required to unsubscribe you from that list, but they just make 1,000 more lists.
Right,
they
sell you to the other list. It had to be something like this because it was growing like...
Here's my important question. We've got a very limited amount of time before we got to go.
Sure.
What email program are you running?
I'm on Prodigy, and now I still get my email through Prodigy, although they've linked us up with Yahoo for the internet.
No, they had a custom client.
Okay, then the problem is there's very limited filtering there. If you wanted to be able to filter your, I don't know, you can do it through Prodigy, so you're pretty well stuck with that. Here are the rules. Never give anybody your email address. Never respond to spam. And eventually it'll die off because they won't get any response from you. They'll think it's a dead address. But it's going to take a while. You have to be patient. You all have to be patient, too, because we got to run back in just a couple of minutes. You've still got about half an hour to sign to put your city into your registration for the Soundbites forums. We'll be back with the 13th anniversary show in Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Bargain Hunter. The following announcement is big news for bargain lovers. This Friday and Saturday, Ames is having their once-a-year gigantic summer clearance sale. Every regular price, sale price, and clearance price item throughout the store is an extra 10% off. But that's just the beginning. We're talking major discounts, folks. This Friday and Saturday only. Okay, here come the highlights. Get 50% off all original price grills and patio sets, plus an extra 10% off. An extra 40% off already reduced red ticket clothing and shoe clearance, and that's right, an extra 10% off. 30% off all furniture, plus an extra 10% off, 30% off all crafts and more, plus an extra 10% off, 70% off all fine jewelry, plus an extra 10% off. And don't forget 30% off all backpacks, plus an extra 10% off. The Ames once-a-year gigantic summer clearance sale with an extra 10% off all regular price, sale price, and clearance price items this Friday and Saturday only. Ames, bargains by the bagful. Stores open at 9 a.m. Exclude special buys and everyday low price items.
An unforgettable summer adventure awaits you on New York's historic canal system. Explore by land or by water. Take a cruise or rent a boat. Visit charming canal communities and historic treasures around every bend. Attend a canalside festival. Bike or hike on over 230 miles of scenic trails. More relaxed than you've ever been. Whether you visit for hours, days, or weeks, find all this and more along the New York State Canal System. And now's your chance to win a free canal vacation in the Unlock the Adventure sweepstakes, where the grand prize is an adventure-filled canal cruise you'll always remember. Call 1-800-4-CANAL-4 to get more information or visit www.canals.state.ny.us. That's where you'll enter to win a free cruise on the New York State Canal System, sponsored by Erie Canal Cruise Lines and Midlakes Navigation Company. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Must be 21 or older to enter and a legal resident of New York State. See the website for complete rules.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Rochester's award-winning news team, recognized year after year. News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. While Congress takes its summer recess and the president enjoys his vacation, he's also urging lawmakers to think ahead to the fall and get to work on some of his top priorities, from a spending bill that would fund the fight against terror to creation of his Homeland Security Department.
I know in the fall of an election year, the tendency is to focus more on scoring political points than on making progress. I hope the Congress will reject this approach.
Democrats are blasting Republicans for the failed Medicare prescription plan. Senator Tim Johnson delivering the Democratic radio speech.
During the debate on a Medicare prescription benefit the last 3 weeks, Senate Republicans again have done everything in their power to defeat our effort to get lower cost prescriptions for seniors.
Johnson also blamed opposition by insurance groups and prescription drug companies. In Chicago, 7 men are now charged with first-degree murder in the fatal beating of 2 men after a traffic accident this week. The victims were pulled from their van and hit with stones and bricks. Police say their killings were gang-related. Authorities in Northern California still don't know what happened to a 12-year-old Chinese girl who became separated from her tour group nearly 2 days ago. Larry Cerrone of KCBS reports.
Yukun Jia was last seen at the airport going through customs Thursday afternoon with a youth tour group en route to space camp in Alabama. Since then, she's been the focus of an intense search.
The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office, in cooperation with the San Francisco Police Department and the FBI,
are pleased to report there have been several leads that have been turned in and are currently investigating those leads.
Yesterday, reports the jaw had defected were retracted by the California Governor's Office. Larry Cerrone, CBS News, San Francisco.
The best advice to avoid the mosquito-borne West Nile virus in Louisiana?
I'm taking care to empty all the standing water out of, like, old tires, you know, and pots and pans, bird baths, and so on, where the mosquitoes are breeding.
Lois Murphy, who works at an antique shop in Covington near New Orleans, the virus has killed 4 people in Louisiana. Dozens more are infected. Better weather in the forecast this weekend for parts of Oregon, where they're battling a 150,000-acre wildfire. CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman is in Cave Junction.
Even though weather is on their side right now, things are a lot better than they were 4 or 5 days ago. That containment figure is still only 5%, but more crews, more manpower is coming in.
Homes are still threatened in Illinois Valley. Thousands of deadheads gathering this weekend in East Troy, Wisconsin for 2 concerts by the surviving members of the Grateful Dead. The first major reunion since lead singer Jerry Garcia died in 1995, and fans say they've looked forward to it.
This is the way it would have been if Jerry was here, so nothing's changed, really.
And the 2 shows are sold out. This is CBS News.
For all of you college-bound students, it's no secret that besides being extremely cramped, campus dorms can be a bit dull and boring. JCPenney can help solve that problem with their bed in a bag, coordinating comforter, shams, bed skirt, and sheet set in one bag. It's easy to create a complete look that'll brighten up the dreariest of dorm rooms. And the best part of all is that bed in a bag comforter is reversible, so you get 2 looks in one and more value for your money.
Happy urge, time to splurge. Buy more, save more. JCPenney.
The JCPenney Buy More, Save More sale. For 3 days only, the more you buy, the more you save on our entire stock of regular price merchandise. Spend up to $50, save 25%. 50 to 150, save 30%. Spend over $150, save an incredible 35%. The JCPenney Buy More, Save More sale now through Saturday.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Percent off regular price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale on August 3rd.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with a WHAM News update. The 26th Annual Park Avenue Festival is well underway in downtown Rochester. Spokeswoman Sally Thorne says everything at the festival is made by the artists themselves. On another note, police will be out watching for open containers and illegal parking. The search continues today for an 82-year-old man presumed drowned in Cuca Lake. The Yates County Sheriff's Office says Richard Fish was last seen swimming by his boat on Thursday near Branchport. Dive teams have been searching for him ever since. Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson is lashing out at the latest news from the Rochester City School District. The report claims that outgoing Superintendent Clifford Janey overstepped legal bounds when hiring certain personnel, giving them lucrative early retirement packages. 40 people were rescued from a cruise boat on Canandaigua Lake yesterday after high winds blew the boat off course. The Ontario County Sheriff's Office says they got the call just after 2 o'clock. The Canandaigua Lady was blown into a rock formation, forcing the evacuation. No one was hurt, and the boat was not damaged. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time, now 105.
The station that means business.
They make money the old-fashioned way.
The Western New York Business Report.
They earn it.
On WHAM.
Full-time all-wheel drive sounds pretty serious. Sounds like something you'd have if you were an adventurer on an Arctic quest or a ranger patrolling deep in the woods. So why does Subaru make full-time all-wheel drive standard on every vehicle they build? Because in addition to exceptional traction for driving in snow and off-road, Subaru all-wheel drive gives you added traction in rain, in the turns of a winding highway, and also whenever you swerve to avoid an accident. It's always there on every Subaru for performance. It's always there for ruggedness. It's always there because Subaru realizes that helping to keep you safe and in control is, by definition, a full-time job. Subaru, the beauty of all-wheel drive.
Now's a great time to come in and check out the all-wheel drive vehicles from Subaru with 1.9% APR available on all 2002 Legacy and Legacy Outback models. Length of contract is limited, subject to credit and insurance approval. Must take delivery from dealer stock by September 3rd, 2002. See participating dealers for details.
WHAM's radar weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York. Plenty of sunshine as we move through this afternoon. Temperatures up into the middle 80s. A nice summer afternoon. It'll be mostly clear tonight, lows 60 to 65. Plenty of sun tomorrow, a little warmer, 85 to 90, and a little bit more humid, too. Then clouding up with a chance of some showers later tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. And on Monday, some scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower in the morning. It'll turn partly sunny in the afternoon. The highs will be in the mid-80s. This is WHAM meteorologist Ken McKinley.
Rochester radar from News Source 13 not showing any precipitation. Right now downtown, partly cloudy skies, 80 degrees. More sound bites up next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton, and we're all alone in here. Where'd everyone else go?
Yeah, well, three out of four of us doesn't leave us really all alone.
We're not all alone, but...
Dave's off wandering the streets. It happens once in a while. We'll drag him back in. My daughter's getting him right now. Before we get back to the phones, which we will do momentarily, I want to thank Bill Gray's for the delicious lunch.
Thank you.
It is only fitting that the world's greatest cheeseburger fuels the world's greatest computer call-in show.
Nice segue.
Thank you to the folks at Bill Gray's, our new best friends. Anybody who feeds us could indeed be our new best friend.
And that is the best way to care for a computer geek, is to feed them.
If
you want your computer questions answered, feed them.
Feed them. Or, as I said last week, if you want to find a 13th anniversary present for your three favorite geeks and their favorite producer. Producer.
That's right.
Almost anything from thinkgeek.com is the place to go to get it. Before we get back, though, we want to talk a little bit about what's going on with us. Save the date. October 2nd is the first of what we hope are many, many, many Soundbites road shows. We'll be at the Holodome at what time? 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's going to be open to the public as far as we know, and taking people's...
It better be open to the public, otherwise we're just going to be talking to each other.
No, I hate that. No, I mean free.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
Free.
Oh, we're worth a buck or two.
No, free.
Okay. Save his disc.
We'll be taking up a collection,
that's
Father Nick.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say we weren't going that way.
I know how to do that.
How many years were you in seminary?
I'm a professional. I can take up a collection with the best of them.
No, I apologize.
We learned that first. Transubstantiation we never got into, but collecting we know how to do. Well, that'll be October 2nd. You should come and do that. You should also check out the Soundbite store. There are lots of new items in it. We already did that. You were out doing something rude.
I left a message for Marissa.
Oh, okay.
To tell her to update our photos on the webpage. Since we should say again, we finally had some professional ones done, so our heads don't look like they're all hacked off.
By the magnificent Tom Bell.
And I was leaving that message for her to know that the photos are here and we can get updated, folks.
We're in the Soundbite store, there are new products. There's a backpack and a briefcase and a fanny pack or belly bag or whatever you call those things.
Fanny pack.
And a hooded sweatshirt. There's all kinds of gorgeous stuff. You should check that out. That's also available from our site.
The cooler bag is on sale because it's going to be shortly discontinued.
Yep.
So you can take a look at that.
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. I got to share something. I already had to call Nick, and I think...
Send the kids from the room.
Yeah.
We're taking off my daughter's headset now.
This was, I've been doing computers for over 20 years, folks.
Matter, you're in the room.
The things we found inside our computer. Dave's got pictures on his website of what he's found inside.
Yeah, in various computers. I mean, folks, I thought I had seen it all. I will leave this one gentleman nameless, because hopefully his son is still alive. But I was trying to repair this computer. And I was trying to put a floppy in there, and it wouldn't work. So I looked and saw the pens, the door was shoved or bent out of shape. So I pulled the floppy out, and I'm looking at it, and looking down into the floppy. Wait a minute, I got to get my forceps. Got in there, pulled this, what I thought was a candy wrapper.
Well, it
wasn't no candy wrapper, folks. It was a condom wrapper. So I've heard of safe computing and trying to fight viruses, but those won't do it. So I'm adding this photo now because I've got this one floppy, the original floppy, and I've had, like I say, shutter blades and labels and all this. Now this is going to be added to this floppy that's hanging down on my wall down
the colony
of
mice that lived there for five generations and then moved on.
Oh, yep. I mean, I've got pictures of people's, you know, because folks look at it. I've got this little bit of dust that's in this little plastic container on the counter. Folks go, where did this come from? It's somebody's computer. I even have photos of this one that looks like it was hit by a dust vac.
Yeah.
You know, it's just packed with dust.
All right, before we go back to the phones, though, one last thing we have to remind you. At the near the end of the show, we'll be grabbing 13 names out of the list of people who have registered for the forums. And you're only eligible if you are A, registered in the forums, and B, we have your city and state in there. At the start of the show, only 50% of you were that way. We're up to 51%, so that's, you've still got a heck of a shot at it. And we'll be picking 13 names. What we will do is, because we have your username in the forum, we will make contact with you through the forum, through a private message from one of the three of us, about getting your name and address to send you the shirt. Now, it's going to take a while for us to get the shirts,
yes,
because we just had the picture taken. They're going to take it. So it's going to be a few weeks before you actually get the shirt. But it'll be the 13th anniversary shirt signed
before
by
Christmas.
Us. Way before Christmas. So that'll be something forward to look forward to toward the end of the show. But before that, we're going to go back to the phones. The people have been waiting patiently for us to screw around. David from Albion is on the line. Welcome, David. What's your question?
Hey, guys. We had a tree a little while back, and it took out the my old machine, came through the phone line.
It took out this phone line you're on now. Too.
Yeah, because you're chopping up.
We can't hear a word you're saying. You're chopping up horribly.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I lost my old Pentium Windows 95 computer to a lightning strike.
Yeah.
And I've got a more modern with a Windows 98 operating system on it. I wanted to talk to you about extracting the data from my old hard drives.
There are a couple of different ways you can do it. The easiest way is to simply put the old drive in the new machine as the second drive.
Assuming the drive survived whatever lightning damage was done.
And I do not have an extra available slot in the new machine. I would hope that with a little bit of wiring and so on that I could get one working, but I can't actually hard mount it without...
You won't be able to hard mount it, but what you might be able to do is pull the case off and sort of prop it up and say if you've already got four IDE devices, what you would do is unhook, say, a CD-ROM drive just temporarily so that you could set it up as either a master or a slave on the second IDE channel. It would spin up, find it, and long enough to extract the data off of it.
Is there going to be a conflict between 95 and 98?
No, if you're not booting from the 95 drive, it's just a data drive that happens to have an operating system you're not running on it.
And you will not be able to copy your applications. The only thing you can copy is documents.
Data. Yeah,
applications can't be copied. They need to be installed.
Okay. Okay, I was told to set the hard drive up as a slave with, you know, the existing hard drive. So if I just do that and use the one with the operating system on it as a master, it should be fairly simple process.
Good work.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks a lot for the help, guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Joe from Buffalo. Welcome, Joe. What's your question?
Howdy. I found him in a floppy. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Like I say, that was the ultimate. I mean, I've been doing this for 20
years. You can write your own punchline, but don't say it over the air. What's your question, Joe?
Well,
And you don't have to top that.
I have a Windows 2000 system I'm trying to set up for my mom, and I chose Windows 2000, of course, because of the security. I want to make it very difficult for her to screw up this machine.
Sure.
Well, you know.
No, I'm with you there. Go ahead.
Yeah, but she's going to prove them wrong just because she's the mom.
So I do this SFC thing so that, you know, any system files get touched, they get replaced back with the ones that are supposed to work right.
Right.
Only trouble is, I go and I say scan, and it says, please insert the CD-ROM for Service Pack 2. Well, what does one do when one downloads Service Pack 2?
point it to the directory that you decompressed the service pack into.
There's no dialogue to say go here. It's obviously looking for something in a real CD-ROM drive.
That's
what I tried is I tried substituting a drive letter for the directory, and it still said, you know, please insert the CD-ROM and click the OK button.
It usually just asks for your i386 folder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and often enough, if you click the button and it doesn't find it, it'll come back and say, where is it? And you can browse and point it.
No such luck with this.
Now, did you, when you downloaded it, did you unpack it, or is it still in a zip file?
Oh, no. I used the X option to extract it out to a directory.
Right.
Burn that directory to a floppy, or a CD-ROM.
Wouldn't it be looking for, like, the volume late ID or some file in the root of the file system or something like that?
Well, the theory is no. It's supposed to be looking for the actual
file
code somewhere rather than the label of the file, because the label of file is easy to spoof.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's looking for, like, update.exe or something?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
Okay, so you can try copying that folder that you created to a CD. If it really wants a CD, and point it that way.
But yeah, put all the files at the root of a CD, and then maybe, since they probably won't fill the disk, make a directory called SP2, make another directory called I386.
Yeah.
What else might it be guessing for?
Yeah, right, exactly. Put them all there.
I'm kind of wondering, who's the KISS fan?
Why?
Don't you have a bump that's...
Got it all. We got it all. It's... They reach into a bin
and
grab music.
Some classical rock out of their heavy metal.
It's not like you're anyone's particular fan of the Bumps.
We just like them all.
We're very diverse.
Wasn't that the most political thing I could have said? Okay, Joe, thanks. Good luck. Let us know if that works. Our next caller,
I don't believe this one.
Are you actually listening to us in New Hampshire, Don?
No, I'm not. I'm on the New York Thruway, just outside of Syracuse. Enjoying the show. Great show.
Thank you. Are you pulled over, of course?
Or no,
hands free?
I'm not.
Are your hands free, though?
No, I'm not either.
Okay, give us your license number, because I'm sure the state police...
I do have a hands free. I have a hard time hearing from it, so I don't use it all the time.
Right. What's your question?
In any case, we have a small network that's a Windows 2000 server.
Right.
And I have two children that use... they're actually compact laptops for school, mm-hmm. and they're hooked up on a wireless network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're interested in switching to Mac. Now, can I put them on the network with the Macintosh laptop?
Mm-hmm.
And will they be able to? What needs to be done to do that?
There's a couple of things. If you want to share the Internet, I'm assuming you're using the standard 802.11 wireless.
That is correct, yeah.
That's the standard that Apple also uses, so they'll be able to share the Internet with no issues.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to share files, you either have to enable services for Macintosh on your server, which comes standard with Windows 2000.
Oh, that's part of Windows 2000.
Yeah, or if they're getting a new Mac now, they'll be running OS X, and OS X has an SMB client built in to log in to a Windows server mimicking a Windows computer.
So I can go in either direction?
Right. Either one.
Is there a preference? Is there a benefit one way or another?
Yeah, well, it depends on how familiar you are with Windows administration and setting up the file sharing. It's a little annoying in Windows that your Windows shares are set in one program and your Mac shares are set in a different program.
Right,
okay.
So if you're indeed running SMB under OS X, then you don't have to make any changes at all on the Windows server.
Trick now with the current OS 10.1 is they have to type in the path name of the server and share folder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're fixing that in OS 10.2. They're adding SMB browsing to 10.2. So you have
they'll be able to browse.
Oh. Dan, what you might want to do is remember, if once you get back home to New Hampshire, we're always on Saturdays from 12:20 to 2 o'clock, and we do have an 800 number. If you go to soundbites.org, you can get that number and call us and let us know how you make out on
it. And talk to your local Clear Channel affiliate and ask them to pick us up.
Ask them why the heck we're not on it now.
Okay, I will.
Get belligerent, Don. That's what we need out there.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton, our producer, and Mean It Francesco on the 13th anniversary show. You see how you get a promotion just for today? Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
You've decided an MBA is the next big step you want to take in your career. You want to choose the right program for you. You want a program that teaches you leadership and business management skills you can put to work right away. A program that's flexible enough to fit your life. You want an accredited program with an outstanding reputation. And when you choose RIT's College of Business, that's what you get. A fully accredited MBA program with an outstanding reputation. An MBA program that's rigorous and relevant. An MBA program that's customized for part-time students with classes that meet once a week. For everything you want in an MBA program, RIT delivers. The RIT MBA, a better MBA, technically speaking. To find out more, come to RIT's MBA Information Night Tuesday evening, August 6th at 7:30 at the College of Business on the RIT campus. Or call 475-MBA-1. That's 475-MBA-1.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. Is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
And the 13th anniversary of Sound Bites, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Mary Francesco.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Oh, Rob!
Right. And here's that Kiss song that guy was like.
And here's that Kiss song, and Amelia's rocking off to it. We're going to be picking those names at about, what, 20 of, quarter of, something along that line. So you don't have much time to get your city and state into the forum registration or to register for the forums if you haven't done so. But we're going to go back to the phones right now, and we're going to talk to Bob from Fairport. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. Actually, I don't have a question, and I hopefully have some information to help you all.
We love this.
Favorite part.
Go ahead.
You mentioned earlier that the system's file checker is not in XP.
Yeah.
That's true, but you can still run system's file checker with the disk. Do you
right.
know that?
Right.
Oh, you
right.
know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like you say, I just didn't have my XP machine here in front of me. And, you know, just learning so many more caveats about
it. But you can still run it with the disk.
Yes.
It's not,
would you like the command?
Please.
Yeah, please.
Okay, after you put the disk in, click Start, Run, type SFC, space, / scan now, all one word, two N's, S-C-A-N-N-O-W, and hit Enter, and it'll scan.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
This is my favorite part of the show. I love it when people call in and give us answers, too.
That's the whole
really
fun of it.
I'm really thrilled with that. Our next caller is Chuck from Fairport. Welcome, Chuck. What's your question?
Yes, Nick. First-time caller, long-time listener. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you
so
much.
We appreciate
Welcome.
That.
When I first start my computer up, I get an error message. It says MSBB. This program has performed an illegal operation and will be shut down. Problem persists. Contact the vendor. And if I go to details, it says MSBB caused an invalid page fault in module MSBB.exe at 01057.
Yeah, the numbers really don't matter.
Okay.
Pretty much all your errors you get like that are page faults.
Yeah.
That means that the program tried to address a piece of memory that doesn't exist. We are frantically looking up what MSBB is.
Both of us are dead in the water with our laptops.
Right, you guys, I have it. It's the Win. It's an internet thing.
I just started getting this message after I updated my antivirus a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Here's what you need to do. Let's start with. Have we talked to you about a program called AdAware?
No.
Okay. There is a program called AdAware.
Mm-hmm.
It is from LavaSoftUSA.com. There's a link on our website.
Okay.
And it removes all spyware from your system.
Okay.
So I would suggest running that first.
Okay.
And that should help.
Right. If you're lucky, you can go to MS Config and check the startup group and see if MSBB is in there you can delete. You also might want, or not delete, but uncheck.
It's a spyware application.
Is it specifically?
It's from Encase. It's a company called 181 Solutions, and it's MSBB.exe. Download and run AdAware, and you're done.
He might want to look in MS Config, because quite often in there, in the startup group, it'll put it in there, and you'll see a line that'll say MSBB. The other ones are SaveNow.com, Newsnet.exe. Both of those are all ones.
Right,
that get
but what's important
there.
Is the fact that if you run AdAware, they'll go away.
The problem with spyware is it's not only annoying; it's usually badly written.
Yes, exactly. So give that a try and let us know.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Chuck. Our next caller, Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hello, I just, nice job before I forget to mention that.
Thank you.
I have the same problem, like the gentleman just called a little while ago, page fault problem, but I cannot get onto the internet to check or download anything, so how can I do that if I can't get onto the internet?
That becomes a problem in general. What you need to do is go to a friend who can get on the internet and has a CD writer.
Because most of these files you download are too big for floppy.
Yep.
Right. So you get onto the net, download what you need, burn it to a CD, go home, and go from there. I hate to say that, but that, you know, at some point, if you can't get to the solution, that's the only way you can do it is to use that call a friend.
I have the a second disk drive that I can get onto the internet with, the older drive that I changed.
Right.
But and I have a zip drive, so I can do it from there.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's what I'll do. Now, if nothing works, I may have to erase, clear out this.
No.
That's the worst case scenario, and it's the most annoying to have to do, because then you got to reload everything, copy all your data back.
Because if you have a virus on that machine, what you can also do is, say you're running Windows 98 Second Edition.
Yep, that's what I have.
Okay, if you go to a friend that has 98 Second Edition, you can create a bootable floppy. Now, the key thing is once you make this bootable floppy, you have to write protect it. In other words, on the back of the CD, the floppy, lift the little shutter up so you can see through both holes. Boot your machine with that, and then the virus, if it is a boot virus, it won't get loaded.
Because if you do have a virus, your backup set probably is also infected because you've backed up the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you need that boot floppy from a clean machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd have to. I'm just trying to see if I can't do that. If that doesn't work. I can clear out the new hard drive, and start from scratch. It's not a major problem.
If it's not a problem, then you can do that. But it's actually, I would suspect it'd be a little easier to make a boot disk at a friend's house, come over, clean your machine, and go from there.
Yeah, because I tried to get Ethernet loaded for Roadrunner.
Yeah, it's not going to happen until you're fixed.
Couldn't even do it.
Right, exactly.
Right. So,
We got to go, Bill. But those
get
are
that clean, bootable floppy.
There you go. We're gonna take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton, who is no longer reticent, and me, Nick Francesco, on the 13th anniversary show of Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death?
Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Lee & Lee to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you, it's what you can do to your computer.
Clark here for Nuvim. That's N-U-V-I-M, the revolutionary new dietary supplement. You know, I drink my Nuvim every day to help build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. Now, I asked you to tell me why you like Nuvim, and here's what I heard.
I'm an oral surgeon, and I want to tell you that the micronutrients in Nuvim are very beneficial for general health.
Instead of having the cookies that are in the cookie jar, I actually like to have a glass of Nuvim to satisfy my sweet tooth.
Nuvim's lactose-free, fat-free, cholesterol-free, caffeine-free. It helps your muscles, it helps your joints. Why not try it?
Call 1-866-90-NUVIM. Tell us what Nuvim has done for you. If we use your comments, you could win a 45-day supply of Nuvim. In the meantime, look for Nuvim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvim. You'll love how you feel.
How are the crab legs?
Delicious.
Can I try them?
Sure.
Announcing Red Lobster's Summer Festival of Crab, featuring our bottomless bucket of crab.
Mmm, they are good.
Told ya.
It's a summer-long celebration, a time to gather with friends and family to enjoy crab, perhaps the most succulent gift the oceans have to offer.
You don't mind if I just reach over and try another? Ow, ow.
I said you could try one.
The Summer Festival of Crab, featuring our bottomless bucket of crab. It's all the tender snow crab legs you can eat, only at Red Lobster.
H.G. Wells, The Invisible Man, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Fantastic. I'm invisible. Not only am I invisible, I can purchase car insurance online at geico.com. Then I'll, drive around and freak people out, I guess.
Free rate quotes online. Visit geico.com and you could save 15% on car insurance.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Millie Francesco.
I'm Rob Linton.
Rob Linton. He is our producer, yeah. And we are the 13th anniversary show of Soundbites. And I must tell you that while we love deeply each and every one of our sponsors, I am really sorry that you had to be listening to them instead of what was going on here in the studio during the last break. But we're going to bypass that now and go on to Glenn from East Rochester. Welcome, Glenn. What's your question?
Hi, guys. You know what's going to happen with Rob, don't you?
What?
You're not going to be able to shut him up after a while.
That's okay. No, we like it.
Anyway.
He was starting to take his earpiece out and stopped when he heard his name.
Listen, I got a stumper here.
Yeah.
I just had to replace my motherboard. I'm running XP Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And Since I replaced the motherboard, things have been locking up in here. Now, it gets to the profile screen where you can pick who's going to get in. Fine. And sometimes it loads up fine. I mean, I'm looking at it now, and it's just now loaded up, and all my little programs are down in the system tray and all, you know, all that good stuff. But sometimes the programs don't load in the system tray, and sometimes things load up, but not everything loads up, and it locks up.
Glenn, one question for you, though. You said you replaced the motherboard. What happened to the old one?
It died. I mean, it wouldn't even power up.
Wouldn't power
and I replaced
completely.
It with the... I had to really dig, but I replaced it with the exact same motherboard.
No, the only reason I say is...
Well, that hardly ever happens, even if you buy the same model. It's never exactly the same.
Yeah, right.
But, no, the reason I ask that question is I'm kind of suspicious that if it took out the motherboard, whatever, whether it was power surge or whatever,
mm-hmm.
what other components might have gotten damaged? Like the memory, I just had a server for a client of mine take out, because of these power surges, wound up taking out both the motherboard and CPU.
Right. Let me suggest that you do what we said to an earlier caller. Go to soundbites.org, which is our website.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down in the lower right, you'll see a link for, I heard of a site on your show.
Okay.
Find MemTest 86.
Okay.
Download it. Follow the instructions on how to make a bootable floppy with it.
Actually, I think I've already done that somewhere. Not where the hell is the floppy?
Well, you're on your own for that. And there are some questions we cannot answer. And then let the test run. It's going to take 24 hours easy.
Okay.
But let it run and have it check all the memory. It will do the single most thorough and exhaustive set of tests I've ever seen in memory testing. And that will tell you if the memory is bad. If it's not the memory, it could be the hard drive or the hard drive controller. Anything you moved over from the old machine, right?
Hey, fellas, the link doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
Really?
I just went there.
Well, that would be...
It can't be found.
Well, the other end changed their link, and we'll have to relink them.
Yeah, we're going to have to relink them. I apologize.
Right. I'll give that a shot, then.
I'll find it, and I'll you can do a test on Google from MTest 86.
Cool.
But we'll get that fixed.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller, Dick from Webster. Welcome, Dick. What's your question?
Hi. I'm really enjoying your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I have a simple question. I think
the questions are always simple.
It's the answer that's probably going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
My compact laptop came loaded with McAfee antivirus, and lately I think it's gone haywire, and I want to get rid of it and install Norton.
Okay.
Now, how do I get rid of it? I went to Settings Control Panel, Add Remove Programs.
Right.
And McAfee doesn't show up as one that I can add or remove that way.
Oh, boy. Try going to Start Programs, McAfee, and seeing if there's an uninstaller in the McAfee directory.
No, well, one thing is when's the last time you updated your McAfee?
Oh, gee, quite a while ago, actually.
Because I'm wondering if you have the CLES virus on there, because what CLES does is quite often, if it gets in there and does its damage long enough, its chief purpose is to, one, remove it from the add removes program, and then make it so that you can't delete the program at all and then start erasing other programs.
Yeah, there's a new class of virus that the first thing they do is disable your virus protector and prevent you from fixing it.
Uh-huh.
And then it starts to attack other programs. So you might want, like we told the other person, is get a clean boot disk and boot the machine and see if you can get in there and get the get to the web. There is a CLES utility on Norton's site that you can run and see if you've at least cleaned that part out.
But if you also check the... McAfee program group. I lost my thought for a second. They might have an uninstaller there,
too. If not, you might have to find the disk or CD, reinstall it, and then uninstall it.
Well, I don't have the disk for it. It was preloaded on the machine.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Those are your choices, and I wish it were easier than that, but a lot of times with preloaded software, when you don't get the disk, you run into this situation, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you could try is it might not work. Well, yeah, download the current version of McAfee. There's a free evaluation. It will detect the old version and remove it, and then you'll have an uninstaller for the new version and can remove it.
Yeah.
Would you repeat that again, please?
Download the current version of McAfee.
How do I do that?
Trial version.
McAfee.com. They have a 30-day trial version you can download.
Okay.
And then it will detect and remove the previous version for itself, and then you can uninstall it because it will come with an uninstaller.
Oh, okay. So the one that I download will kill the thing that's in there.
That will remove the previous version. If you're infected with a virus, it won't install because the virus will prevent it.
Yeah, stop it.
Then can I use a different program like Norton and install Norton, or will that...
Well, if you've got the virus, it'll prevent that from being installed as well.
It will, huh?
So you have to clean the virus first.
Klez literally shuts down the machine, not allowing any other program to be installed because they're assuming that you're trying to put in an update or anything else.
Okie doke.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Dick. Right. Our next caller, Ron from Rochester. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to know where Dave's shop is over on Brighton Road.
We're at 3385 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road, right near Witten Road.
At the end.
At the end. If you go, it's just behind the mobile station.
Oh, okay. Great.
Well, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Thank you. My other question is, on my computer, I got running Windows 98 Second Edition. It's a 166. I installed Calendar Critter. Okay, 8.0. And now I'm getting a message when I boot up that says Windows cannot upgrade system. Please check your setup. Press any key to continue. I have no way to get rid of that.
A lot of times what happens when you install a program is it will modify your Windows system files, but since they're in use, they can't be modified, so it asks you to restart, and on restart, it finishes modifying. Apparently something broke in your installer, and it can't finish that.
And Calendar Creator also wants to put in that reminder. It's got, you know, for
to
different events.
To remind you to register,
or different events.
Yeah.
That once you put in there, it'll remind you that, oh, tomorrow's Susan's birthday.
No, I'll get rid of it.
Can you get to the desktop at all?
Safe mode, you should be able to.
So go to safe mode.
Yeah.
Once you're there, uninstall Calendar Creator and then run System File Checker. As we said before, go to the start, run, type SFC, hit enter, and let it run and remove all your stuff. And that should, or let it go through, and if it finds anything, it'll remove it. And that should fix the problem.
Okay. I can try that. I also had another user in the computer, and I deleted the other user, but when I boot up, I still get the password. I can't get rid of the password.
You can go under network and change that from Windows networking to just say family login or Windows login.
And then you have to delete all the password files on the hard drive.
Well, so. I did that, and it's, so that's I did not get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, asking for a password so it can set up a new password file. Changing the login type will fix that.
Okay, great.
Okie doke. We're going to take another break back in just a couple of minutes, and we will be drawing the names of the T-shirt winners on this 13th anniversary edition of Soundbites. 1180 WHAM.
Okay, now I love harness racing. I can't believe how much fun the whole family had at Batavia Downs.
Wanna bet? I had trouble getting to the food line.
Good news. Batavia Downs has added a lot more restaurants and capacity. It was incredible. Over 7,000 people at the grand opening.
Wanna bet? It was hard getting in line to make my wagers.
Right, but didn't you win $24 on that pretty gray horse?
Okay. Batavia Downs grand opening was beyond everybody's expectations. 7,000 people. Great food, family fun atmosphere.
And it was a beautiful night. I'm hooked on harness racing at Batavia Downs.
Me too. I bet everybody's going to love the brand new Batavia Downs.
Yeah, Batavia Downs. No one goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Wanna bet?
Batavia Downs is open now. 10 races nightly. Free admission. Free parking. Free fun for the whole family. Less than a mile from the Batavia Downs Thruway exit. We bet you're going to love the Holiday Inn racing meet at Batavia Downs.
This dog is saying he wants everyone to play Lucky Dog, the new instant game from the New York Lottery. What she's saying is that everyone should play Fat Cat, another instant game from the New York Lottery. He's saying Lucky Dog has 12 chances to win up to $30,000. She says, so does Fat Cat, and you should play Fat Cat because cats are dignified and intelligent, and dogs smell and lick themselves and aren't lucky at all. To which he says, oh yeah? Tuna breath? And now she's saying, ouch, the flea bag has hurt my feelings. Hey, hairball, let's take this outside. Bring it on, mutt face. And now they're just saying things I can't repeat on the radio. So play Lucky Dog or play Fat Cat from the New York Lottery with a top prize of $30,000. Which one you play is up to you. Ow.
Ow!
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Millie Francesco. I'm
Rob. Oh, I'm Rob.
Missed his own button.
Yay! Okay.
This is what I love about this show.
We couldn't be having more fun. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in just a second, the talented and amazing Amelia Francesco will press the F5 button, and she will pick the winners for the 13th anniversary T-shirt. And
it's a very long drum roll. You might not want to wait.
Okay, so and here they are, ladies and gentlemen. The names are...
Oh, he's going to hate this.
Okay.
Hey, it's legit.
These are the names. I'm going to save this even before
quick,
we talk.
Save the page.
Yeah, exactly right. Let me save the page. So that we have the page saved as a text file. Hold on just a moment. The names are, I'm just making the suspense huge. The 13 lucky winners are Wedge W. from Rochester, New York, Carto from Webster, New York, Slappy Pappy 14, 14420 from Ask. No, you don't, that's not right. You can't have one. Sorry. That's not going to... Yeah. That doesn't go. No. It's not a thing. Stargate SG11US from Rochester. Willard A. from Rochester. Gary from Rochester. DQM from Penfield, New York. David Sisson from Rochester, Brighton, New York. Dave John from Rochester, New York. MJE from Greece, New York. Cassia from Rochester, New York. Krenza from West Henrietta, New York. And believe it or not,
this is cool,
Eddie Cochran from Reading, England,
all
UK,
right.
And a Hal Judd from Seneca Falls, because Slappy Pappy doesn't have a city in there. So those are our 13 winners. We will be making contact with you folks via the Soundbites bulletin board to get your names and addresses so that we can send you your signed 13th anniversary T-shirt. Now, like I said, it's going to take a few weeks for us to get the shirts in here and sign them. And then, of course, it's going to take a while to get it to Reading, England, UK. Mm-hmm. But we will get you those shirts, and I would like to congratulate each and every one of our winners. We'll be posting the names up in lights, well, pixels, on our website.
If the timing works out, we'll bring it to the roadshow.
Yeah,
you
bring
can pick
it to
them
the
up
roadshow.
There.
And for those of you who come to the roadshow, you can pick them up there. And, wow, the excitement is just, I've got shivers up and down my spine, or is it just that the air conditioner is up too high?
There you go.
Our next caller is Bob from Hilton.
Or you're
welcome,
sitting on
Bob.
Too many
your question?
Cubes.
Yes, I have a titanium Apple computer, and I have a Yamaha CD burner. CD burner used to work on it. Doesn't work anymore. This little thing on the bottom of the screen that says disk burner is all that will work. Whenever I try to use Toast, it'll say cannot find the reader. And what? I've tried everything, and I don't know where to look for it.
What version of Toast?
It's the one that came with it, with the recorder.
Country Toast, Rye Toast, Wheat.
Have you upgraded your system software?
Yes.
What probably happened is one of the system upgrades broke Toast. And you may have to upgrade Toast in order to get it to recognize the CD again. How is the CD connecting to the computer?
With a FireWire.
In Apple System Profiler, it should list all your FireWire devices, and does it still see it?
Okay, where is that? Apple what?
Apple System Profiler in the Apple menu.
Okay.
The other thing that happens is in the earlier OSs, there was a conflict between Toast, which is Roxio's software, third-party software, and Disk Burner, which was Apple's software for internal CD burners. And if you had an external third-party CD burner and loaded the disk burning software, it would prevent it from working properly. So that's another thing you can check, is make sure your Toast extensions are turned on and turn off the disk burning extensions.
I've tried that.
Why does the Mac always go towards the food theme? You know, Toast, stuff it. You know, I mean, all these things towards...
We have to have cute names.
They have to have cute names. They don't have problems with the machines as often as we do, so they have to have something to talk about in the forum.
Because they keep the people going with the cute names and stuff.
That's exactly it.
How's your toast today? Oh, I like mine medium.
We get names like Word.
Very good.
Access.
Yep.
Now, what if I took the disk burner from Apple and threw that off and took it off the machine?
Well, if you disable the extensions, that's enough.
Okay.
It's also possible that if you upgrade your system again, there have been several updates to Disk Burner that have allowed more and more third-party CD drives to work. You can go to Apple's website. It's actually on the iTunes website because it's part of the iTunes burning audio CDs. Has a list of the supported third-party CD burners.
Okay.
So it's probably that, a conflict between your toast and the Apple Disk Burner.
All right. I'll try that.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hmm?
Thank you. Our next caller, Bill from Canandaigua. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I am not a computer literate person. But
neither are we.
I use them like people use hammers and saws. It's a tool.
That's exactly what they're for.
Now, I've got two questions for you. One is I've got MSN.com.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow along the way, my wife has set us up on the internet access screen with a little icon that you click on.
Yeah?
Well, we've got one that doesn't work and one that does work. How do I get rid of the one that doesn't work? I can't find a way of deleting it from the screen.
You open My Computer.
Yeah.
And in there is a folder called Dial-Up Networking. And in there is an icon for each of your dial-up account names that you've created. The trick is knowing which one's the good one, which one's the bad one. If you double-click on one, it will try to dial, and then that should let you know if that's the good one or the bad one.
Okay.
And you can, that'll tell you which one to delete.
So I can do it through the dial-up network?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to know that you didn't slip it past us, how you subtly tried to blame this on your wife. But go ahead. What's your other question?
Oh, that wasn't subtle at all.
She's got a gun to his head.
No, she did it. She one morning, she got up and said, you know, we got two of these now. So, second question. Once I'm in, I go to my favorites, and I remember a couple of weeks ago, you guys were talking about how to... change the alignment of favorites. My wife has got like 9,000 favorites, and I would like to rearrange them according to date or according to most used, or you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, what you can do is if you go to, are you talking about an Internet Explorer itself or?
No, I'm right in the, you click on the, you're right in MSN, you go to the favorites.
I don't have MSN, so I don't know how you do it in there, if at all.
Typically, there's an edit favorites or organize favorites command.
You can change them the way you want them.
Often, if you right-click on the menu, there'll be an option to sort by name, and that's the only automatic one I
know.
Or
if you don't want them in alphabetical order, sometimes it'll allow you to click it and drag that folder up to the top if you want that one. Say that end, starts with you know, sounds versus...
Do you know what version of MSN Explorer it is?
In fact, it probably just got updated. They just did something of the month.
If it's a new enough version, they've moved the favorites into an actual folder on your hard drive. I believe it's in the Windows directory called Favorites. And in that folder are just a bunch of little files. Each is the URL to your favorite website. And you can drag and rearrange them in that folder.
Mm. You can also create folders inside that folder.
Yep.
So like
I realize that.
Yeah.
So you can cut down on the length of the menu by making subfolders.
I'm sitting out here. I just fixed my truck, and now I'm sitting out here writing this stuff down on a piece of cardboard. So.
Well, there you go.
You can go to the website and download the show, and you should all be recording the show anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't have to. We do. It'll be up by the end of the week. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Our next caller, Bob from Webster. What's your question, Bob?
Hi, Nick.
Hi there.
Hi. I have Windows 98, Norton System Tools. In my C drive, I have a folder. It's called a recycled folder.
Yep.
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E-B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says nprotect.
One of the features of Norton is to give you more undeletability. So when you put something in the recycle bin and empty the recycle bin, Norton grabs a hold of it and keeps it for you until you go into the Norton Utilities and say, really empty the recycle bin.
Yeah, just in case you change your mind and, oh, I didn't mean to get rid of that.
Well, I've tried to, I've gone into the basket and tried to delete stuff, but I could never delete it.
You can't. You have to use Norton itself to manage the recycle bin.
Anyway, I was wondering if I went straight to this folder, the Unprotect folder, and I said delete this JPG or delete this file.
That's not a good idea. You really need to go into the Norton program and do it through there.
Because otherwise,
that is the safe way.
Yeah, if you do that, you're short-circuiting Norton, and then it might cause other problems with Norton because it's looking for that file, and you didn't do it properly of getting rid of it.
Maybe I have one of the features set up on Norton incorrectly, and that's why I can't delete these files.
You can turn off and protect.
It's protected, or what do they call it? Undelete, extra safe undelete, or something like that.
Just do an add remove and disable that part of the portion.
I'll keep trying to disable it. So far, I haven't been successful.
It has to be done inside the Norton Utilities main program itself.
I understand. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Mm-hmm. Kidoke. I don't know that we have time to take any more calls. I want to thank everybody who gave us a call this week.
Yeah.
I certainly want to apologize to everybody to whom we did not get. I want to once again congratulate the 13 people who are going to get T-shirts. Wedge W, Carto, Stargate, SG11US, Willard A, Gary, DQM, David Sisson, Dave John, MJE, Cassia, Kresna, Eddie Cochran, all the way from Reading, England, UK, and Hal and Judd in Seneca Falls for joining us in the forums. Please get to the Soundbites website at soundbites.org and get in the poll. We didn't quite hit 100 votes during the show, but we're pretty close. Let us know how long you've been listening to us. Join us in the forums, even though you didn't win this year. Hey, there's always next year, and in the meantime, you get an incredible amount of fun, enjoyment, and questions answered in the forums. We'll see you next week, starting our 14th year on the air. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Emilia Francesco.
Rob Linton doesn't have a mic, but he is our producer, and we will see you next Saturday at 12:20, starting year 14 together on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.